Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting.
From real estate to real life and everything in between, The Brad Wiseman Show. And now, your host, Brad Wiseman.
All right, we are back. Whether you like it or not, we're back. It's just the way it is. Every Thursday at 7 p.m., you get to hear me. And then once a month, you get to hear this other person that's sitting to my right. His name is Pete Heim. You might have met him once or twice before.
The bad penny.
Keeps showing up. Just keeps showing up. No, but we're back once a month to talk about real estate because the show is not always about real estate now.
Right.
So it is nice because I look forward to actually talking about real estate.
I'm honored,
on this show, which is good.
And you know I'm not that interesting, so the only thing I know is real estate. So.
That's it. Yeah.
You're pretty nothing else to talk about.
You're pretty boring otherwise. Yeah.
You can Google me. I'm the most boring person on Google.
It just says...
That's fine.
When you Google Pete Heim, it's just a blank. It's just a blank space there.
It's pretty much bad.
Yeah. That's all right. We still like you.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah. So first thing we wanted to talk about was mindset.
Yeah.
That was the word. Mm-hmm. The word of the day is mindset. That's right. But no, the reason we talk about mindset is that, you know, that there's a lot going on right now with mindset of buyers and sellers. Right. And we want to make sure that we, the way they think and their opinion about what the market is doing is their own opinion. That's great.
That's right.
Right? All we want to do is not say that they're wrong, is maybe give them another idea.
Right.
Maybe have them think outside the box a little bit so that they realize that, or they understand that maybe their way of looking at this market is a little skewed because of probably media, because of maybe some bad information.
Exactly.
Right?
It's where you're getting your information from.
Yeah, exactly. So
does it apply?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So mindset, what we're talking about with mindset for buyers and sellers is a little graph that I have here that was interesting that I got from Keeping Current Matters. It's the narrative we must combat. And this is just for realtors and stuff like that, but it's not a combative thing. It's an educational thing. We want to make sure we educate the public. So the percent of Americans who think prices will go down over the next 12 months. What do you think percentage wise? How many people do you think in the US think that prices are going to go down over the next 12 months?
I think it's probably 47%.
It's 24%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
I thought it would have been more.
No, it's actually 24%, but that's 24% of the public. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now you got to remember too, I don't think it's just Americans. Or just the public, it's people that are actually looking to buy or sell.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's a smaller pool of people.
Sure.
But they're thinking that the prices are going to go down. Do you think prices are going to go down over the next 12 months?
I would bet my paycheck, which I don't make, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how that works. But that they won't.
They're
going to go up.
Do you think, Hugo, the prices are going to go down in the next 12 months?
The prices?
Yeah. Do you think they're going to go down in the next 12 months? Are you part of the 24% or are you...
No. I don't know. I guess it depends on the supply of the market, I guess, and the demand.
There it is.
Because spring is coming now, and demand is going to...
Yep.
Can you take over here?
I've been learning those things.
So you must listen to a really good podcast.
Yeah, you do.
That's right. No, you're right, Hugo. You're exactly right. It's supply and demand, which we all know about. But I think what we're trying to let people know is that it's the prices aren't going to come down.
No, they're not.
They're not.
I could almost, like I said, bet my paycheck that it's not going to come down.
Bet your commission, because then we know you're really
truthful. I'm going to bet the next commission that I make eventually is that the prices will not come down.
In July, when he gets his next commission check.
You've seen the books.
And if the prices come down, he doesn't even get that check.
Our discussion before the podcast was, Pete, where the heck are your sales?
Yeah, where are your sales, Pete? Jeez, it's unbelievable. Yeah. So no, and that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to say, look, and why? Why is that?
It's the biggest thing really is the inventory. Mm-hmm. I mean, today it's 302 homes on the market.
Yeah.
You know, and I was talking to my good friend and coach Anthony today that, you know, don't worry about that because the floor is never zero. You remember everybody? Okay, listen, the floor is never zero in real estate, because mm-hmm. there's always people coming and going in real estate. They need to move for whatever reason there is, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if the interest rates go to 10% or whatever. It won't matter.
No, it's life situations.
Life situations will keep the inventory above zero.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. So divorces, death.
All the D's.
Yeah, all the D's.
I think there's seven D's or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Like,
so could it like be like
relocation and
how about the dipshit next to me, the living next to me? Dipshit. There's the D for there, right? Yeah. I got two dipshits, but next to me, so I'm moving. That's two D's right there. So we took up two D's. But no, that's true. Yeah. And you're gonna have now. The thing is right now, people that want to move or would move if the right house came about.
Yeah,
that's where we're starting to get in a little bit. Let's
talk about your poll because I mean, that's just inventory, but I mean, there's other reasons why it's going to...
You're talking about my poll I did.
Oh, we guys were going to talk about that. But,
yeah, let's talk about it.
But the reason why the inventory is so low is, not the reason because it's so low. The reason why the prices aren't going to go down is because 302 homes in the market in Berks County is about 10% or maybe 20% of where it should be.
Yeah.
Right?
That's about right.
So that's going to keep things rolling. And across the nation, it's that way. The lending regulations, regulations. If you know, you're gonna see graphs on this, but the housing bubble.
Yeah,
everyone could get a mortgage. The index for mortgage credit availability index, which it makes it available to people. Yep. 868.7 was that index. Right today, we're at 92.7 because the banks got stricter again.
Yeah, of course.
And so that's gonna keep it.
That's
prices
keep,
up.
Absolutely.
Right? You guys understand that? You understand why? Right? Because not everyone is going to get a mortgage.
Exactly.
Right? Which is the right way to do it.
Absolutely. Well, that's once again, we talked about that. Everybody was saying there's going to be this housing bubble. We're going to see this crash. You know, we got higher interest rates, okay, than we've had before, but now they're actually back down again. Yep. They're back down a little bit.
People got used to that.
And prices are still going up.
They're still going up.
So, you know, and here's the thing. If the rates end up settling down, which we think they're going to do in the high fives, low sixes, that's right. About where we think they're going to end up settling. If you wait and the price of the house goes up 7%, you didn't gain anything.
You lost
money.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't wait around. You're losing by waiting. Absolutely.
Yep. And then
there's a guarantee.
And then dude, there's that tappable equity is at an all time high. Everybody, the nation has $10.3 trillion of tappable equity that people have in their homes.
Let's talk about how much higher that is.
Oh, in 2022, it was, what was that? Well, in 2005, it was 4.9.
Yeah.
Which was in a low spot.
Yeah.
Right?
So $10.3 trillion of equity.
Yeah.
This is why we don't have foreclosures.
That's exactly right.
Because there's, you know, when somebody came up to me recently in our office and said that there was a client, they was going to foreclose on their house. I'm like, why?
Do they understand?
Why would you foreclose today?
Yeah.
Now, if you bought it last year, maybe.
You're still going to be okay.
You still should be okay.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny. Nobody should be foreclosing. So if you're having a situation right now financially, I would definitely suggest talk to a realtor and do not just throw in the towel.
Oh my gosh. No.
Don't throw in the towel. There's money there for you to take away.
Yeah.
Definitely money for you to take away.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why the prices are going to go up.
Oh yeah.
And it's, and they're saying the fives, remember the three fives, 5% interest rate, 5% appreciation. What was the other five? Oh, 5 million home sales.
Oh wow.
In the nation. Because I think we had 3.9 last year.
So that's the three. That's it. That's
the three
ones.
Fives. Yeah.
That's what we want to see.
Well, that's what they're predicting.
Yeah, well, that's good.
That was KCM, I'm going to say a month ago, two months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So let's talk about, I also wanted to do, and I was telling you about this before we started. I did a little of my own poll.
Yeah.
My own little test. I thought, you know what? I'm going to reach out to my past clients and see what I get. So mm-hmm. I did a text that I sent out and I said, you know, if the one question was, what's your interest rate? Because mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, people think, oh, you should know that. Well, if I sold the house 6 years ago or 7 years ago, whatever it is, and they refinanced, I don't know that.
Right.
I don't have that information in front of mm-hmm. me. So what I was trying to do is find out of my past customers, what are the interest rates that most of them have? And the second question was, if you were thinking about moving, would you let just the interest rate hold you back?
Great question.
Okay. And it was amazing what I got back. One, what I was really surprised is most of my clients, my past clients, are at a 2.9 to 3.5% interest rate. Yeah. So yeah. much for getting those clients to buy a house anytime soon. So what this meant is that I sold my house today. No, sold my car. I'm selling everything. Selling the studio. No. So, but what I realized too from that is that they also said, there was a couple that said that they would not let the interest rate hold them back. Mm-hmm. Okay. And others said that they would be taking them out in a box. So that was kind of
the wheelbarrow house.
Right. So yeah. that's basically what. So yeah. it was interesting to find out that one of the things that we are seeing as a challenge in our market as realtors and as buyers trying to get into the market is that yeah. if somebody has a really good rate mm-hmm. and they want to downsize or want to go into one floor living, there's two things. One is we don't have a lot of inventory for them to go to.
Right.
And the other thing is that even if they downsize right now, they might be paying a higher interest rate.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing. I yeah. mean, that's what we're dealing with right now. But reality is what I found out is that people are going to move if they want to move anyway.
Right, right.
That's the gist right. of it. Yeah. If they need, especially if they're looking for something on all one floor. I have somebody that's been looking for something on all one floor for 2 years now.
Yeah, right.
Two years. Try and find that yeah. right now.
It's tough.
It's very tough.
Yeah.
Very tough.
I hear you.
So what else are you yeah. seeing?
So the interest rates are... They're saying there could be in the, like you said, the fives. They're slipping. They're under 7 now nationally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We saw 6.5 come across our desk just this morning.
Yep.
So
I think we're going to be in the low sixes, high fives. And at that point, yeah. that's a good rate.
Yep.
That's a really good rate. Yeah, absolutely.
And Brad, since January 1st, our local market prices
yeah.
are up 2.3% since January 1st, guys. The first 2 months of the year.
Should have bought January 1st. Damn it.
Yeah.
I knew I should have bought.
Since we've been doing this podcast, I've been saying that.
Yeah, exactly.
Should have bought one.
Darn it. So Hugo, you're doing well. You bought a house, back in October? Was it October?
Yeah, September.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
September. So he already gained probably 3% equity, something like that. Probably more because I know you've done a lot of work
yeah.
to your house.
Yeah,
yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
It's looking nice.
Good.
I'm glad I bought.
That's good. See, he's in the game.
Yeah.
You're in the game.
Yeah.
See, and that rent money that you were spending is now going into your investment, mm-hmm. into your future.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's right.
Very cool.
Anybody watching this and you have access to Brad's
Hopefully somebody's watching it.
If someone's watching it, you have access to my Pete's cell.
If anybody does watch the show.
Is there anybody, maybe all three of you?
My mom will call you.
Reach out to Brad or me if you have our cell phone numbers or Messenger or something. And please say it. Say, hey, if the I am not moving because of the interest rates, right?
Yeah.
And what is your current interest rate? And then just start some dialogue with that because we're curious. We're very curious.
Well,
I'm going to do this with my database too.
And yeah, I think it's good to find out.
Yeah,
it's good to find out where people are. So because we can look at all these national stats, we can look at local stats, but it's just nice to know on the grassroots, on the ground level, like okay, what is going on? What's happening in our marketplace? Yep.
And I think we need to come back to the fact that it's a micro.
Oh, absolutely.
Micro market.
Well, it is because
Wilson versus. Mifflin.
Absolutely.
It's that micro.
And by the way, too, be careful what you hear on the news because I have a client now moving from Alabama to here. Okay. Their market is completely different than ours. Mm-hmm. Completely different. They're sitting, the houses are sitting. All the normal stuff. They're accepting home sale contingencies. Yeah, I know. I was like, what? Are you kidding me? Who does that? But I talked to the realtor down there and she said, when she found out what our market is still doing up here, she was blown away.
Yeah.
Because there are places in the United States, many places that are turning.
Yeah.
So you just have to understand it. When we're talking about stuff, we're talking about our local market here.
Yep.
It is different in every market. So if you're listening to this and you're in New York or you're in Alabama or you're somewhere else in the United States, be sure you listen to your realtor in that area.
Please.
Because it is so different from place to place.
Tampa I have a friend moving back up here from Tampa. He can't get his house sold. I mean, there's so many homes on the market in his development. I mean, other areas, it's just different.
Yeah.
But listen, I think in Berks County, we are going, this could go crazy again.
Yeah.
If these rates continue to come down, everybody, there is so much buyer pent up demand right now in our area. We are experiencing multiple offers again.
Yep.
Over asking. I think I saw Dave DeSombrino post something about it. He hasn't sold anything under list price so far this year.
Well, the last one I sold in Wilson. Just last one I saw in Wilson.
Sorry, Dave. I wanted to shout out to you there, but you know, Dave's a great guy.
I love Dave.
But I saw he posted that.
Oh no!
And I'm like, okay, well, that's just Dave. But so there's others there's others out there that's saying they're not getting less than list.
Oh no! Hey, listed a house $479,900. Was it $479,900? Thought that was a high price. Thinking this is the top of the market for this house, right? Got an offer with an escalation, got three or four offers. The person that got it for $506,000.
Boom.
Look it's at incredible, that, folks. Right? Wow. $26,000 more than list price.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
If as more homes start to come on in the spring market, because there probably will be because everyone wants to wait till the spring.
Yep.
That's still kind of going on.
For some reason, spring is a thing.
I know.
Ooh, that rhymed. Spring is a thing. You got that?
Yeah. Spring fling is a thing.
Spring fling is a thing. That's right. God, Hugo gets humor out of rhyming.
Yeah.
He's like, you're a really good rhymer.
But this could turn into the perfect storm again.
Yeah, absolutely.
18 offers in 3 hours.
And that's why you don't want to wait.
Don't wait.
So what else? You wanted to do a shout out, I think.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say her last name, but our dear friend Deb, she was my first client in real estate.
Wow.
In 1984. Her husband recently passed away, and they are just the greatest people you ever want to meet. And Deb, you said you watched the podcast, so I just want to shout out to you and thanks for watching. We actually know there is one person that's watching. So
and my mom.
So thanks.
And my mom.
But we're continuing to pray for you, and I know you're going to be moving back to the area, and I'm really excited to see you again. So
that's awesome.
Just thinking of you and praying for you.
That was our first shout out.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had a shout out before.
Thanks for letting me do that.
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah. That's great. I love that. Very cool. I just love the fact that we have one fan. That's awesome. It's amazing. That's
right. She loves the show. She told me so.
Oh, that's good. That's good. We love her too, and we're sorry to hear about the loss.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right, that's it. Pete was back here doing your thing. It's awesome. Very cool. Very cool. So he'll be back again next month. We are here every Thursday at 7 p.m. We got all kinds of shows coming up, guys. So make sure you check out our Instagram page, our Facebook page. You'll actually see a schedule for the month to know what's going on. We're having a good time here. All right. That's about it. We'll see you soon. Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136.